It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Happy 4th of July. An estimated 500,000 people are expected to turn out for fireworks tonight at the mall to celebrate the 4th. That's if the weather holds. Forecasters are predicting some clouds and isolated thunderstorms throughout the day.
The Washington area was battered last week by torrential rains, which caused flooding in some areas. In fact, the National Archives, home of the Declaration of Independence, was closed due to flooding.
But that document and its power to inspire remains intact. It will be read on the steps of the archives today by soldiers who were wounded in Iraq.
Now, few Americans are as closely associated with the 4th of July as Benjamin Franklin, who was born 300 years ago. On the anniversary of his birth this past January, a new museum was opened in his honor. But it was not in Philadelphia or in Boston or even in Paris, where he lived for a time. It was in London, where Franklin spent nearly 16 years of his life before the Revolution, trying to bring about reconciliation between Britain and the colonies. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Down a narrow, often overlooked street between Trafalgar Square and Charing Cross Railroad Station is a house that was there long before Nelson defeated the French at Trafalgar and long before trains were even invented. Number 36, Craven Street, residence between 1757 and 1775 of Benjamin Franklin.
Dr. Franklin's guests, welcome. I am Mrs. Polly Hewson, widow of Dr. William Hewson, the well-known anatomist, and daughter of Mrs. Margaret Stevenson, whose house this is. Please, come with me.
Polly Hewson greets visitors in full 18th century dress and wig and takes them on a guided tour of the five-story Georgian house. The actress interacts with the voices of Franklin's friends and acquaintances, and of Franklin himself.
The agreeable conversation I meet with among men of learning, and the notice taken of me by persons of distinction, are the principal things that soothe me under this painful absence of my family and friends.
The residence itself is a wonderful Georgian townhouse built in 1730 and still retaining much of its original shape and structure. It gives a fascinating glimpse into the life of one of the men who shaped not only the American Revolution, but the whole Age of Enlightenment that was exploding in Europe in the 18th century. The founding director of the project is Marcia Balisiano.
I think that Franklin remained so long because he did have, as an Anglo-American, a passion and a belief that there was a third way, that you could avoid bloodshed and war. And I think that he spent the majority of his 16 years trying to make that a reality.
36 Craven Street was the de facto first U.S. embassy in London, and anyone who was anyone from the colonies or indeed in London society visited Ben Franklin here, including Thomas Paine and William Pitt. As well as his political and diplomatic activities, it was here that Franklin carried on many of his scientific experiments. Marcia Balisiano says she was keen to make the house a place of learning, too, for younger generations. And on the top floor is a student science center.
One of the things that he did when he lived in this house is he invented an instrument called the glass harmonica. So what we do is we have one day a week when we're closed to the public and only open to schools, and they practice walking through how to develop a musical instrument. You actually need lots of water on your hands and a bowl, and you make sure that the surface area is quite wet, and then you put your fingers on the glass, apply the right amount of pressure, but we'll cheat. We'll actually use a baby wipe, and we can make a sound. And the children have great fun hearing the sounds of the harmonica.
In the end, of course, Franklin failed in his mission to keep Britain and the colonies together. In 1775, a warrant was issued for his arrest, and he left behind 36 Craven Street, which had been his home for most of the previous 16 years.
The Empire, squandered for 3 pence on a pound of tea.
Franklin left to support the revolution, clearly with some regrets, at leaving Polly Hewson, whom he treated as a daughter, and at leaving England itself.
Of all the enviable things that England has, I envy most its people.
Now the people of England are returning the favour. The Benjamin Franklin House has become a lively and welcome new addition to London's museum scene. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.